We've now got Brad Davidson joining us to talk all things racing. Good morning, Brad.
Yeah, morning, everyone. Looking forward to that announcement after 8.
Are you looking forward to potentially another wet track in Sydney, though? Oh, we thought we'd seen the back of them.
I know. When I heard the weather forecasters come out and say the, what is it, the La Nina or El Nina, I always get it wrong, but whatever it's called is finished, I thought, you beauty, we might be in for a dry winter, and it's been pretty good to us lately, but yeah, it's coming back, isn't it, today? So I think I had a look at the on the weather apps, and they said around 6 mm of rain this morning at Rose Hill. So expecting that to intensify over the next 24 to 48 hours with the rain throughout today, and then obviously the bulk of it coming tomorrow, Sunday, Monday. So I'm not sure how next Wednesday's Warwick Farm meeting will be looking. But yeah, hopefully we get through tomorrow okay. But it does make it a bit tricky at this stage because we just don't know how wet it's going to be. Obviously, rain on race day just is one of those things, particularly this time of the year after the rain we've had and the lack of drying weather. It makes it really tricky. So I think they're predicting 35 to around 60 mil of rain tomorrow, which, yes, could be a bit nasty out there at Rose Hill. So we'll see how things eventuate. But look, the rail's out 8 there tomorrow. Generally, that would favour on-pace runners, but the rain will probably even that up a touch and might even suit those horses running on from the back. So the pattern's a bit up in the air, but we'll see how that all pans out tomorrow.
Brad, looking at tomorrow, Dee Andretti, she's a dual acceptor. Do you reckon she'll run in race 2 or in race 3 in the midway?
Yeah, I believe race 2, Jamie, is what they're looking at. Ron Quinton just saying that the tempo of the race and the smaller field likely to head that way. I mean, I think I'll get a run in either race because generally when we do have wet weather, we get a load of scratching. So, but race 2 is the likely outcome there for Deanne Andretti tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see if they do run her as well, if we do get into that heavy range and the track's bottomless, if it is by that time of the day. So we'll see how that pans out. But at this stage, race number 2 for Deanne Andretti there tomorrow, punters, if you're looking at doing the form on those couple of races.
Now, in the last race, Why Ha Ha Falls, who was pretty impressive first up, winning, beating Fast Coney on that occasion. This is a horse that doesn't mind the wet track being by Sacred Falls, and it is the favourite. So looking to back up that impressive first up victory.
Yeah, obviously Deanne Andretti's kind of the headline horse there tomorrow in terms of, you know, working out how good this filly is. But in terms of last start impressive winners, Wahaha Falls, to back that up, he was super impressive there at headquarters first up. He's got to do it at Rose Hill now with the rail at 8, but like you said, Ryan, I don't think the wet track will bother him too much. So I did hear John O'Shea on the radio during the week suggesting if they do draw wide, they might wait a week and wait for Randwick.
Oh, he hates a wide draw, John O'Shea.
Yeah, so we'll see how that pans out. I mean, he's drawn wide, but he hasn't drawn the car park. So we'll see what they do there. But favourite at this stage around that $3.80 mark, and does look hard to beat off that first up win where his sectionals were very impressive. Some of the best late splits of the day and the overall time of the race that the last 400 was about 5 lengths above average. So really good time on the race. Mm.
And Brad, just looking ahead at Monday to the trials at Warwick Farm, Profondo's down.
Yes, Profondo's down the trial on Monday. Obviously, we'll get these good horses start to filter through, but through the trials, normally a few weeks away still, but Profondo there. So maybe they've got some early season targets or early spring season targets, just getting him up and rolling for the early spring and try to pinch a few before maybe the big guns come back. So we'll see how that pans out, but looking forward to seeing him there at the trials on Monday, pending weather, of course.
Brad, you got anything for Wee Battlers?
Race 6, number 2 is my vested tomorrow, guys. Leith, I just think he sets up nicely. I was hoping for a bit of an on-pace sort of track there tomorrow. Might not play that way, but either way, he does find the lead. His two runs back, I think, have been pretty good for the Gerald Ryan and Sterling Alexio yard. And the big key there tomorrow is getting out in trip. I think he's been looking for 1,500 metres. He went close at this track and distance last preparation on a heavy 8 that day, and I just think he just controls the race out in front with Josh Parr, a good front-running rider, and happy to make him the best on what looks a tricky day just with the weather around, of course. So race 6, number 2, Leith will make the best there at Rose Hill tomorrow.
Currently $6.50 on Tab Fix, and the Sticky Wings multi is up on the Tab website at the moment as well. Blocker's back again this week trying to keep his 100% strike rate intact. He's gone the Roosters at the line 15.5 start, and on Sunday Raiders at the line -2.5. You do the form for Flemington as well for Sky Channel, Brad. He's gone Tuvalu in race 8, number 12, to finish top two.
One of the four races I haven't done yet. I'll do this morning, unfortunately. I've done the first five, and then I've got another four to do this morning. But good last start win, just flying that horse, isn't it? So consistent, and top two seems pretty logical there because this horse never really misses a top two finish. So hopefully that's the case there tomorrow, guys.
Yep, ticks a lot of boxes, likes the track, doesn't mind the distance, doesn't mind the sting out of the ground as well. Lindsay Smith going well, Jared Fry flying. So that's Blocker's top two tip in the Sticky Wings multi, and Brad Davidson's best is Rosehill Race 6, number 2. Lise, hopefully we don't get a bog track out there, Dave Owen, we can back a few winners. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, fingers crossed, guys. Thanks for having us, and have a great weekend.